There have been many justices who have served out their term on the state court after announcing their upcoming retirement, but Lewis Butler is the first since the 1960s to have a few months left of service after voters decided he would not serve for another decade. The court still has yet to hear oral arguments on 7 pending cases this term, and several more cases are awaiting decision. At a Milwaukee news conference on Wednesday, Butler was asked how he would approach his remaining few months.
Providing justice to all of the people of Wisconsin.
He was later asked if there are any cases in which he is particularly interested.
Every single one.
2 major cases awaiting opinion involve the topic of clergy sexual abuse. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says one of the cases involves whether churches properly notified other dioceses about transferred sex offenders.
So it could significantly, you know, open up civil litigation for victims in Wisconsin.
Isley says the other case could lead to some imprisoned priests being released. Also on Lewis Butler's remaining calendar are 2 cases involving business taxes. There's also an oral argument today in which the estate of a Milwaukee man contends police were negligent in releasing another man who killed the first man the day after getting out of custody. Butler has not said what he plans to do after his state court term. But some supporters in Milwaukee are suggesting Butler could eventually be in line for a federal judgeship or another appointment, so his last few months on the Supreme Court bench could be closely watched. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.